My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star of The Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist, always in a festive mood, especially during the holiday season. You can see The Capitol Steps every Friday and Saturday at the Reagan Building, online at capitolsteps.com. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm, you know, a little, I wasn't named Time Person of the Year, so.
Well, you've already won it twice. Keep that in mind.
Thank you for remembering that. I'm counting on the fact that no one buys Time magazine anymore and they won't know.
Exactly. I mean, usually only presidents of the United States get two times, and some of those don't even get it twice. So you are in rare company, let me tell you. I don't even remember what the second one was. The one was the online shopper. I don't even remember what the other one was that, like, everybody wins kind of a thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Pretty lame.
So, well, at least we're not related to Kim Jong-un this week. That's
wow.
Yeah.
I guess you had to assume that Kim Jong-il wasn't the most reputable father in the world, but man, his kid seems even more ridiculous than the dad. I mean, and for anybody who hasn't heard, basically there was this uncle who was designated to kind of shepherd young Kim Jong-un into the dictatorship role, and apparently he feels like he's got a pretty good handle on it because he had his uncle whacked this week, executed after what I'm sure was a sham trial in North Korea. So it's good to know they've got nukes.
Right. You thought your family holiday gatherings were tense. Yeah. Wow. So, well, maybe Dennis Rodman can go over and work it all out. But
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we thought it was time to bring out our Kim Jong-un song. Do a little. Actually, you know, I think he really basically blames it all on a terrible childhood. So
he probably can, but even still, here's the Capitol Steps.
Years ago, in a land far, far away named North Korea, a child was born into a famous family, and there was great excitement throughout the land. Here is his story. A child was born, and they gave his thrill. He was born to a famous man named Kim Jong-il. I love my son, though he wasn't planned. He was born with the silver nuke in his hand. And when my son grew up, he said to me, I wanna be like you, Dad. I wanna be just like you. A little brat since the cradle, that is Kim Jong-un. Can I start a war?
Sure, someday soon.
When will I be president?
I don't know when, but we'll have a good time then, son.
Gonna have a good time then. So I told my dad, now I know it will be some pretty big sunglasses to fill.
If the missile fails, do just like your pa. Call up tech support, they're in India.
When you see him and me, it is plain to see
my boy is just like me.
This nut didn't fall far from the tree. Eating cats is a fable that is just unfair.
Though I use lots of cats when I'm grooming my hair.
Our family isn't stable.
That much is plain.
Our reputation we'll regain, Dad, when Dennis Rodman says we're sane.
Wow.
Maybe they should just have a sign that says, you must be this tall to run a country. Well, because Kim Jong-il was such a nice guy.
Yes, exactly. Now, I haven't followed him too much. I know he obviously loves basketball because that's got to be the only thing connecting him to Dennis Rodman. But remember how Kim Jong-il claimed that, like, the first time he ever played golf, he had like 11 holes in one and that sort of thing? I haven't heard any of that stuff yet.
And who was going to dispute that?
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think he was very, he liked American movies and certain kinds of whiskey. And there was all sorts of odd things.
Yeah, if you ever needed an object lesson in why hereditary dictatorships are probably not a good idea, that family is example number one, I think.
Yeah, but you're not going to hear me saying anything bad about them right here. Well, this week we're practicing our sign language interpretation skills to stand next to Barack Obama on stage at the Capitol Steps show. So.
What is your interpreter going to have him saying that I'm guessing is slightly different than what he's actually saying?
Well, apparently no one could tell what the Nelson Mandela interpreter was saying. It was not in any kind of language that any person ever knew.
Didn't you like the explanation, though? I'm not a fake. I was just having a hallucination, and I've got a violent schizophrenic past.
much like the mayor of Toronto, just like, you know, I was drunk at the time.
Drunk and stupor, that was what it was.
That's right. That's right. Good excuse.
Yeah. Amazing. It's amazing people don't have higher views of politicians after stories
it
like
really
these.
It really is. Well, we got a two-year budget deal, and I looked up today. I think we saved, what, $23 billion over 10 years or something in our debt is $17 trillion. So we're getting there.
Yeah, a little drop at a time. That's assuming, of course, that those cuts in the out years happen. And as a Capitol Hill veteran, I'm sure you're very confident of that.
I know they always have these like models that are very optimistic.
Is that right? I'm sure you held a few charts on the floor in your day, right?
We did. We had, and we like to get people hearings by putting like bags over witnesses' heads and screens and trying to make it look real mysterious. That was how we got people out.
Well, on a happier note, good luck with the Christmas show this weekend.
That's right. We're doing our New Year's radio show at the Reagan Building this weekend. It's a year in review. Everything that happened in the past year will be crammed into 60 terrifying minutes.
That is impressive.
Yes.
That's a busy year.
Yes.
All right. Well, we look forward to some of the highlights from that. Elena, have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray.